And then next to it is the boil of rainwater. How did
it happen? Why should I?
It's about the wall. The undo the rubber stopper, the two waters touch, that's called a shocker. That's right. I didn't have to do that on Shabbos. So we were speaking yesterday about the issue of binyan and stira. There's no binyan and stira. Taking out that rubber socket, the rubber plunger, whatever, in the wall, it's only meant for that. It's meant to come on and off. So there's no binyan and sois on that, yeah? The only thing is, we were wondering, is that called making a mikvah koshi? We mashed a mikvah. So that I don't know. I'm not sure about that. That I don't know. I've got to check it out. It's like a Zayat Rabbanon. That was more or less what we spoke about yesterday. Then finally we finished off with sticking pins into a wall. And watching, you've got these notice boards on the wall. A cork board. So the Meister, someone wants to put an invitation's fallen down. You want to put the pin back in, stick it back into there. We said that's a problem. That's called Mechubad Karka. Making a hole in Mechubad Karka. We went into Arikas yesterday. That is a problem.
Why is that called Mechubad Karka?
Because it's joined to a wall, it's stuck onto the wall.
Well, it's stuck on.
Yeah. Even if it's hanging on, that's part of it. It's meant to be on there. Unless it's like a picture. If it's meant to come off, maybe that's better.
You said that wasn't stuck to the wall.
That's clear. That's not part of the wall. That's clear. A picture of part of the wall. Could be. It's not. If it's meant to be moved around normally. You don't move these around.
There's pictures around either.
Can't take a picture off the wall, Charles.
No, it's not.
The picture on a wall we spoke about, is it part... Oh, that's the Shiloh. Is it Shiloh? Massive dad is something just on top of Heta. Some people hold that there's no problem. Someone's got a clock. Let's say we spoke about an example. Someone's clock in his bedroom is broken. So he wants to come down to here, take that clock off the wall there, take it upstairs.
If you want dad to put it there, it shouldn't be moved.
Yes, that's it. Is it Shiloh Maxed Daz on Dom Heta? That's a different question. Some possible is a problem. Many possible is a problem. That's a problem, Paget. You couldn't really go.
If you put a painting on the wall, you don't want him to touch it.
Hey, if it's an expensive piece, you don't want him to touch it. There's books on some kiss. That's different. We're talking about a watch. It's not expensive at all. It's not valuable. It's just, you want it to shmata. It's a convenient place to put it on a wall. That could be better. It's a machlokes of Moscow. It's a machlokes. This is about when you're miyachad
amokum. So, yes, that's what you're the pins in that picture.
What do you mean, pins?
Not a tack, but you have these longer ones.
Yeah, same thing.
So those pins are muksa.
Case by case, yeah.
Nothing to do with the
case by case, yeah. It's used for doing a dolasa. I've been checking that, but even in a foam head, a woman who's got a foam, what's it called, shaitel heads, I have to check it out, but you can put pins in there. I'm not sure that I have to check that out, but I have to check it out.
Well, so then, if you have this board, and you have pins in it, yeah, let's say
Bukhara Muslim
have that
home,
pin it into the board.
So higher,
can't
think of it. No, that's what I mean. You got a board, a notice board.
Yeah.
And what do you want to do
with Bukhara Muslim?
Oh, to remind everyone to do Bukhara Muslim.
No.
Is that what you keep it on? It's a cork board. That's a good shadow. Well, you can be busy all you like today. Portable with benching, with the benching. We haven't even started these topics yet. I thought I'd do overtime today. Right, let's move on to today's one over here. It's very interesting. Shiloh today, actually, over here. Spreading salt or sand on your path. What should be the Shiloh? So I think let's talk about it. First, start from the beginning. Let's say someone's got it's a muddy path. So he doesn't want to slip at all, whatever. So he wants to put some straw or some stones on the part. Obviously, it's not a shayla of moksa. He's miyachad it before Shabbos. It's got a whole bag of stones or a bag of what do you call it? Straw, which he wants to put over the muddy path. That's halach and shulchan aruch, actually. Halach and shulchan aruch, shin yud gimel sif yud. Shin yud gimel sif yud. Chodesh niskatla b'mei hagshomim. A path that got muddy because of wet, it got rained in, the courtyard got ruined because it was raining. Yochal lizro is bar tevel. You have to put straw on it. V'lechoshiv k'moisal abinyan. It's not considered adding to a binyan. Why is it not considered adding to a binyan? Because no one normally puts straw on a floor. It's not normal. A person doesn't put straw on the floor. You want to build. When you a builder won't put straw on the floor to build. So it says the Machaba, for you putting straw on there, it's not going to stay there. That's Mishmur speaks out quite clearly, actually. Mishmur says, Mishum de loy mevatli hosom. He's not going to leave it there. The chazi la machaba him with a tit. It's actually usable for animals to eat this straw. And therefore, he's not going to leave it there. He's going to take it off. After Shabbos, he'll probably take it off and give it to the animals or whatever. He's not going to leave it there. It's not a thing he's going to leave there. Avol dovol ha mevatli hosom. Something which is likely for him to leave there. Kamoi. tit the choil tsroiros, sand. Or tit is cement or anything like that, or tsroiros or pebbles, osa. That's osa. The echo bishop ashrigum is we're worried you might flatten it out. So therefore there's a problem. Anything which is normal to leave it out. You might leave it there, and it's part of a building process that you may not use. Therefore, sand should not be used on Shabbos. Because it's very often builders put sand or grit on concrete, they're mostly, that's what they do, that's how they build. They put things down there, and therefore that lechaira should not be used on, what do you call it? Lemaisa, what happens, it can happen in one's house, it can happen anywhere actually. Someone's got a spill of oil, for example. So it's very slippery. So he needs to put something down to cover it over. Let's say in the backyard something spilled. I don't know what I've got over here, for example. Let's say petrol, or what I've got here, petrol or oil spilt. So again, you can't put earth on top of that. Let's say even you miyachad it, because that's normal to do. You should put earth, and people lay their gardens with earth. So to put earth down, you shouldn't spread off on it, because that's a problem. It's an issur drabbanan. It's not issur minatorah, because the person doesn't really want to do it. It's not really a binyan. So ideally, if such a thing happens like that, and people are scared, people are going to hurt themselves, then you should ideally get a non-Jew to put it down. If you can't get a non-Jew to put it down, and it's dangerous, a person might slip and hurt himself very badly, that's a special halacha. Whenever there's a nezir, whenever a damage might occur, one's allowed to do an issur drabbanan to prevent it. So in such a case, if one's, that's the only one's got available, won't be allowed to do that. Where is Nagair this? Where is Ishai Nagair? This Nagair when it becomes snowy or icy outside. So very often on a path that you've got coming up to your house or wherever it is in the garden, a person wants to put, something down there to stop it. So to put sand on there is not ideal, because sand, again, is something which is often left on the surface. It's often left there, that's part of the building process. So sand is not ideal to use, because since Mizrabon, you shouldn't use it, because it's normal to leave it there. And therefore, it looks like maybe most of our opinion. Therefore, one should not use sand if one can help it. What about putting salt down? What's the problem with salt? Oh, very good. So we spoke about this once before, a long time ago. Very interesting shayla actually over here. It says, Halach in Shulchan Aruch, that a person mustn't crush snow or ice. That means a person mustn't take snow in his hands and crush it. Or take ice, crush it, and make it into a liquid. That's also so Halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's a machine, Chav Sittes. That's over here. Asher v'abod eimer achter, so you mustn't crush them up. You're not allowed to crush it up. Yeah? We spoke about it, let's come to a minute. So Maisel, we said over here that it's mutter, the Shulchan Aruch carries on though. You're allowed to put ice in water. If you take ice cubes out of the freezer, you can put them in water. Why is that allowed? One is two shotim. So the Machaber says the reason why it's allowed is because it happens by itself. The Machaber holds that the issa of moilid, creating a new substance from a solid to a liquid to a solid, is only you do it by a dayan. If it happens by itself, it's not, that means according to the Machaber, a person can take and wash a pint of milk out of the freezer and leave it in a room temperature to defrost. Because you're not doing anything, it happens by itself.
But you can't put ice cubes in a cup and then
jump the water first.
Hold on a moment, sorry?
Yeah,
hold on a minute. The Shulchan Aruch says like this. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you put ice cubes in water, it's mutter. Now the Mechaber learns the reason why it's mutter is because it happens by itself. According to the Mechaber, you're quite right, you could take ice cubes out of the freezer and leave it in an empty glass. Because you're not doing anything. So according to the Mechaber, that'd be allowed to be done. So what are you asking?
Yes,
The Ramah, though, it disagrees. The Ramah says that's not the Heter. That's not based on the Heter, it's happening by itself. The Ramah says the Heter is because it's not recognizable. When you put ice cubes in water, it dissolves, it's not recognizable at all that it's dissolving. It gets mixed straight away with the water, and therefore that's mutter. And that's the Ramah Shitta. The Ramah is Machnis, and Halach and Shin Yuches. The Ramah says we take on that moily there's also, unless it's in something which is not recognizable. Someone just asked me a few days ago, since I just wrote someone yesterday about it, the marshal, they want to make, a mustard dressing on Shabbos. So what they do is they take mustard and they add vinegar and water to it to make it very liquidy. And they beat it around to make it into this liquid, you can pour it. A liquid sauce, they like to do it on Shabbos. That's not so simple, because you're making from a solid to a liquid. The mustard is thick to start with. And then by you mixing it, with your hands or whatever, with a fork, whatever it is, you're making it run into a liquid.
That much mustard?
What?
Is depends on which
muscle. Yeah, okay, that's true. That's not what you're talking about. I'm talking about the solid ones or liquids. That is the problem. I think what else people are very busy with this, I never realised. Also very interesting, I don't know if we ever spoke about this, about these chocolate cakes that people like on Shabbos, which they've got, the chocolate cake, inside it's got chocolate. And when you warm it up, it's very interesting, when you warm it up, the chocolate melts into a liquid. Is that allowed to be done on Shabbos? So I never heard this actually, but there's two shilas involved. One is a shayla bishul. That chocolate has cooled down. What's going to happen now? You put it on Shabbos morning, you take it out of your fridge, you put it on top of your urn. So it's not chazora, there's no problem with chazora. But what's going to happen is that chocolate cake is going to get hot. Two things are going to happen. It's going to get hot and it's going to melt into a liquid. Is that allowed to be done on Shabbos? So problem number one is bishul. Is there a problem with cooking? Because it starts off as a solid, but it comes into a liquid. What?
No liquid when you open the cake.
Well, no, it's not juicy.
No, it is a bit.
It's still is. Right? If it's juicy, if it's runny, if it's pourable, that's a liquid. So that's a big question. A poskim, when you heat something up, it starts off as a solid and later becomes a liquid. Do you look at it as a solid or a liquid? If it's a liquid, it's yesh bishlach bishl. If it's a solid, then ain't bishlach bishl. That's a big question. That's a lot of poskim machne in that case. That's number one. And then the other shal is moilid. Are you doing moilid here? You're making the solids melt into a liquid. But you could say it's not recognizable, it mixes with the cake. It's a bit of an issue, it's an interesting point. Over here, so if someone wants to take some salt now and pour it over some snow or ice, he's going to dissolve it. Yeah? Is that allowed? So according to Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber holds, if you don't do it directly, that's allowed. So when you pour the salt on, it doesn't dissolve straight away. It's not like taking hot water and pouring it.
It's throwing it directly on. What do you mean directly?
Throwing it on directly takes time to work, yeah? You take a milk bottle out of the freezer, always taking directly out. It takes time to start the defrosting. That, the Mechaber holds, is mutter. The Ramah holds, it's not... What? It's a gram. The Mechaber holds, that's allowed. The Ramah says, the only way it's mutter is if it's mixed with something else. So the Chorah, to put salt on your snow or ice outside, the Chorah should be a problem. You're going to make it dissolve. Agreed? Yeah. On that, I didn't tell you one about the Ramah says, he finishes off in Shin Chaf, sorry, Shin Yud Ches, the Ramah says that even though I'm Machmeh and say that only if it's dissolved in something else, not like the Machaber, because the Machaber holds if it happens by itself, means you take it out, it's not direct, that's mutter. The Ramah says it has to be in a glass of water to make it allowed, where it dissolves in there, it's not recognizable. Says the Ramah, even though I say that, but mokum tsorach, when it's a necessity, yesh lismoich asfor rishayna. One can rely on the Mechaber shitta that if it's not being done directly, that's allowed. Now, ice on a path is quite dangerous. Or snow is also quite risky. Yeah? It's a person could slip and hurt himself. So the chayra there, one will be allowed to, what do you call it, put salt down and make it dissolve, wait till it dissolves, and then dissolve like that. Yeah, that's what?
Go back to the cave, is it? What's an awesome?
The cake's not as simple. The chur is a big mock of the hachmed. First, I must tell you, I'm not sure how hot the chocolate gets. The chocolate. I told you, I once asked Rabbi Shaila, he said to me, he's not passing unless he can taste the chocolate himself first. So I'm telling you, if you bring me the piece of chocolate cake, I can see what it looks like, then I can tell you.
And people
seem to do it. A lot of people do it. Shaila, I can't believe, does it get so hot? Does it get to 45 degrees? Does it get hot? 45 degrees, like when a person goes into a hot bath, that's about 40. You see the mikveh, when you go into the mikveh sometimes, that's about 38, 39. So it's quite hot. I don't think it's so hot. I'll also be surprised. I'd be surprised. Depends where you put it, I suppose. I mean, if it gets very hot, then you have to know if it's a shayla bishul. You have to know, is that called bishul? Is that called dabba lach, dabba yoris? Then you've got the other shayla of moilid that you have to know. That's also an interesting point. You've got the Mechaber, which is makel, because they're not direct. Then you've got the Ramah. Maybe according to the Ramah, it's not nikkah. It's not called so recognizable because it's inside the cake. I don't know, Shlomo Zalman, we spoke about this by Hanukkah once, by the donuts, the moshel, you know, yes. The jam inside a donut, when you reheat it, the moshel, people reheat these donuts, they put it in the freezer, take it out, and they put it on top of the urn, so that the donut is no problem, because it's been cooked or whatever, but what about the jam inside there, it's going to be coming to a liquid. So that is an issue. Yeah, they say it's not nicked, it's not recognisable, so well, that's better, so that could be alright. So here you have to know, so knock about, coming back to over here, so putting the salt down on the snow or the ice, that lechor is a tzorich, it's a necessity. It could be dangerous, someone can hurt themselves. And therefore, we allow a person to put salt down, even according to the Ramah, they're allowed to put salt down, sort of thing, to stop a person slipping. Grit and sand is a bit more problematic. I say grit and sand is things that are used often in the building trade. And therefore, that lechor should not be used. I think that certainly shouldn't be used on Shabbos. One other thing I want to speak about this another time, that is the mushroom. Let's say someone's got a pond in his garden. Oh, yeah, is he allowed to break the ice to get the water out from the pond? So I'm going to have wrong holes, a problem with boiling or soyster, actually. Oh. An interesting thing, it becomes part of the ground, a bit chiddish, actually. A lot of people are hiding with them, I'm going to have wrong, but the mice is an interesting shy, like to break ice, which is iced up on, a, what do you call it, on a pond. We'll see about this on a pathway. That could be a problem of boiling or soyster. Okay, Rabbi, sorry.
You have chocolate sauce.
You've
got different chocolate
sauce. Yeah, same size. Is it chocolate sauce, liquid or solid?
It's in the pot, it's not hidden in the cake.
That's worse. Apparently it's worse, that cake.
Yeah, that's the problem. Now, you can put it on ice cream.
Ice cream?
It has to be directly on an ice cream.
Hot, what is it, hot?
Hot sauce. Whatever you have to do, directly onto an ice cream.
People do it,
in Italy, as long